Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church.
Revelation, read by Penny Flynn. Revelation, or Unveiling, is the only apocalyptic book in the New Testament. Apocalyptic literature was written in dramatic and coded ways in order to reveal future events with religious interpretations of them. The early church believed the book to have been written by John the Apostle, but later scholars dispute this, holding the writer is unknown. Many believe the book to have been written between 81 and 96, during the reign of the Emperor Domitian. The book starts in an easy way, with letters to seven churches, written as if from Jesus himself. Happily, moderators and bishops haven't copied this style. Then goes into apocalyptic style, and then finishes with prophecies about the final triumph of good over evil, with passages familiar from many funeral liturgies. It is a difficult book, with many extravagant interpretations dominating the minds of Christians over the centuries, but has much to offer us now.
Daily Devotion for Wednesday the 12th of May. The reading is Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Reflection. Many Christians are put off by the book of Revelation, seeing it only as a book with weird stories of dragons, horsemen, and strange numbers. But actually, Revelation is intended to be a blessing to believers who are facing tough times. The condition of blessing is that God's word is taken to heart and acted upon. John's intention in writing Revelation was for it to be read aloud in the seven churches in Asia. But Revelation can speak just as much to the church today. John reminds us that Jesus loves us, has freed us, and made us a kingdom. No matter what happens, no matter our circumstance, Christ's love for us is permanent and abiding. Nothing can separate us from it. Christ's work on the cross is finished. We are forgiven and set free. And Christ's mediation is complete. We are given full access to God to participate in his kingdom ministry here on earth. John says that Jesus loves believers with an unbreakable love. Christ's love also caused him to make us to be a kingdom, the sphere of God's rule, in which to enjoy his loving protection. Behind the chaotic events of history, the Christian recognises that Jesus Christ has in fact been exalted to God's right hand, where he sits as Lord, ruling over the rulers of the earth. God is the absolute beginning and the end, and therefore God of all that happens in human history. John lived in a time when to be a Christian was an agonizing time. He knew that from his own experience, so he wanted to encourage the churches to remember that God had never failed in the past, and God's power was no less now. This was to give them and us courage and hope in all the difficulties we encounter. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all and Lord of history, forgive us our despair over chaotic events swirling around us at home and abroad, and set us free to live as your faithful servants. Thank you for Christ's abiding love for us, and for the assurance that you are at work in us and around us, whether we recognise it or not. Help us to live with courage and hope. Make us ministers of your mercy and grace, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Today's devotion was written by the Reverend Sue Henderson, retired minister worshipping at United Church, Bradford-on-Avon, and read by Sylvia Nert.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from the United Reformed Church. We hope you tune in again tomorrow.